Mickey Evans is here.
Good morning.
Morning. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Favourite board game when you were growing up?
Scrabble.
Longest word?
Xylophone.
You couldn't get across on a little wooden board in front of you. How are you, Trigger?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you.
Brilliant to see you.
Thank you, yeah.
Thanks for coming in on what is a tremendously busy day, and it's taken a lot of planning.
It has. Great efforts by everybody, Testimony Committee, and Mike Goldsmith, Chairman. And there's been a lot of effort by everyone. It's been very tricky to get all the former players, but luckily enough we did that, and we've got 42 coming down tonight.
Wow, got a good chairman there, haven't you?
Yeah, very good chairman, yeah.
21 aside?
Yeah, 21 aside, yeah. I think some of the lads with their lungs could do with that.
Hodgie back in the dugout.
Hodgie back in the dugout, and he wants to play 15, 20 minutes as well.
Does
so
he?
Still fit as ever.
He doesn't age, he's like
no,
the Peter
doesn't.
Pan of isn't he?
He is, yeah.
You are doing, on a serious point, if people don't realise, throughout the testimonial year, you're doing such a fantastic thing, may I say.
Yeah, well, we're trying to raise some money for charity, and we've got five charities, all locally based, and mean something to me for different reasons. And we're trying to raise as much as we can. So tonight will be the big one of our testimonial year. And I say we can raise as much as we can, it'll be great.
Can I say that is brilliant coming from you, because you're not one of these overpaid premiership players, and you do something like that.
Well, it's just something that me and my wife wanted to do. Everyone's different, and we just thought, you know, we didn't want to take the money, we just wanted to give a little bit back. I know it's a cliche, but it's true. Always worked hard for whatever I had, and I didn't feel comfortable taking the money.
How is Mrs. Trigger, all right?
Yeah, she's lovely, yeah, fantastic.
Oh, no, she's lovely, boy. But yeah. Is she all right?
Yeah, absolutely fine. My little boy, Elliot.
Oh. So. Matt Letitia making an appearance tonight, and you got to know him, of course, when you went to Southampton for a record fee for our
Yeah, time. It was. It's just been broken. I will say last year it was broken, yeah. I'm glad it was broken, so that means our goal's going in the right direction. And, Matt Letitia's coming down. Absolutely fantastic player, probably one of the greats of the Premier League over the many years. Scored probably the most amount of great goals seen in the Premier League. If he had 100 great goals, I think he'd be in there on numerous occasions. And I've also got Mr. Neil Warnock refereeing.
Who chose that?
He did, actually. I rang him on and said, would you like to get involved? He said, well, I'd like to referee.
He was on Five Live laughing about it last night. He gave you a plug on Five Live
last
night.
That's great. And he was on Sky, apparently, as well. So yeah, he was. So, yeah, he's done terrific. And
I might be tempted, if I'm allowed, to nip down to the dressing room before the game. I want to give him stick before he gets out there, just to give him a taste of what's to come.
He always gave the referee stick, didn't he? So that's why he decided to learn the referee rules. So, yeah, he deserves a bit of abuse tonight.
With Palace so close to a playoff place, I think coming down in the midst of all the hullabaloo with what's going on at Palace in an exciting time to take time out for you.
It's fantastic. We were just talking about that last night. I think it's a wonderful thing to work for.
Is Mick Jones coming as well?
I think he is. Yeah. I think he is.
Fantastic.
He wasn't a hutball. He said he was going to try and get down, but for him to come along, as I say, right in the middle of it, when he's near the playoffs, there's the final push for them next Sunday.
We can't mention all the 42, but no. David Frio, for goodness sake, what's that going to be like?
Well, I've seen David last night. He flew in yesterday, I seen him last night. It's going to be great. I mean, he didn't have the send-off what he probably deserved when he left, when he went to Nottingham Forest, because it was in the middle of the week, I think. So,
yeah.
And people like, you know, Mr. Watton's playing for me.
Brilliant.
Tommy Tynan, Kevin Hodges.
Ronnie.
Ronnie Morgier's coming down, Adrian Littlejohn.
Margot's only scorer at Wembley.
Yes. As I say, there are some really great names there.
A lot of people love you because you're a Plymouth boy and you came back to the club. And let's be honest, some people raised eyebrows and there are question marks when you came back to the club. And you must have heard those comments when you came back. And then to finish it like you did, scoring in your last game and to get that ovation, it was just the perfect send-off, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, I wanted to come back to Plymouth because that's where I'm from. People probably thought, you know, ending his career. But I thought, you know, come back and I think I had my best years, really, when I come back. We had a bit of promotion in the last few years. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, it was, it couldn't have gone any better. I think it was 6 years that I was back at the football club. I really enjoyed it.
I'm going to be an anorak now. Top of my head. 73 goals?
I think it's 73. I think you're wrong, actually. I think it's more than that. Oh, well, I don't want
to... No, league goals. That's
league
goals.
No, league goals. Yeah. Could
73
be.
League goals.
Yeah.
Best one?
It wasn't a league goal, but my best goal, I think, was Colchester at home in the playoff semi-final.
Yes.
One of my important ones, anyway.
Yeah.
yeah, I was a fantastic, and obviously QPR as well. But I have more fond memories because I was a lot younger when I scored for, against Colchester, and that got us back in the game as well, because we won 0 down after the first leg. So
you see, mine is Swindon.
Is it?
Indirect free kick. We've got to explain this. Yeah. Indirect free kick. Their goalkeeper, also called Evans.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Picked the ball up, looked at the linesman, it was a back pass, wasn't it?
It was a back pass. He picked it up. I put the ball down. Tried to actually knock it up against him and get it back, but luckily enough, it hit him. And it went in. If he let it go, it wouldn't have been a goal. Well, I was a bit upset, though, because it went down as an own goal.
Because it's an indirect free kick.
I can't claim it.
But
no.
It's still Mickey Evans' best ever goal for me.
Yeah, it was. Indirectly, it was the best ever goal, yeah.
Lisa's looking at us in the monitor because we're late.
Yes.
Ignore her. I remember, sorry, Lisa, when you went to the Premiership, as soon as you went to the Premiership, you won the Carlsberg Player of the Month award, and I remember Match of the Day. This dates it now.
Yeah.
Premier League, Southampton v Nottingham Forest, and you scored two that day to help preserve Southampton's status.
Yeah, I had a good few months come the back end of the season. Graham Souness was fortunate enough to sign me, and I had a great back end of the season. And one that I think I'm probably the most obscure player to ever have won that.
No,
I think Zola.
Take that back.
Zola won it before me, and I think Ian Wright won it after me. So
that's good company.
It is good company. I think I am. Yeah, but I'm really privileged to have done that, and that's one of the highlights of my career.
You're a humble man, and I think what you're doing tonight is fantastic, because it's a pound for children and senior citizens.
Yeah, and yes, it is, and disabled as well. It should be a pound, just to let everybody know. I'd rather get as many people there as we can and get everybody involved in it, and keep it as cheap as we can and raise some money.
Pay at the turnstiles?
Pay at the turnstiles, yep.
Or pick your seat.
Pick your seat, yeah. The only side that's not open is the away end, the Barn Park. So I've made sure everything's open so people can sit where they normally sit.
Michael, many congratulations on your testimonial year, because it is so deserved.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Have a fantastic night tonight.
And you're involved as well tonight, let everybody know.
Am I?
You know you are. You're on the Fitz side tonight with Fitz and everybody else. You know you are.
If the night is as good as your suit was looking on Saturday, it's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much.
And seriously, on behalf of all Argyle fans, thank you for many, many memories. And I'm sure everyone will want to take opportunity in showing you how they appreciate that tonight.
Brilliant. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
You're a top man. And Paul Watton on the pitch as well.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And brilliant. Hodgie and Lillian Ellis as well.
So Lil.
Yeah, good old good. Lil.
Mickey Evans with us this morning. Kick-off time?
7:45.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. Have a great night.